5x5 at the movies. 5x5 at the movies. We like watching movies. Now listen to the show.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. When's the last time you heard the OG theme?
I was going to say, no remix tonight?
Well, I've been waiting for the shit from Yaro for so long, I forgot he existed. Hey, Dan, what's the one thing we promised we were never going to do before we record again?
Eat at the buffet.
Yeah, that's it. Eat at the buffet. And we did it.
Yep.
And now I want a nap. Now it's going to be a shitty show because I'm sluggish. Hi, Dan. All right, recording for the first time, and I want to say 6 weeks. Whatever, we had South by Southwest. I didn't. You did.
Yeah.
I sat at home and ate.
Unofficial.
Unofficial, sure.
Yep.
Still counts. Ryan Sound in Austin. And now we got a show.
Yeah.
Now we got a show to do. All right.
I had some days off after South by.
Oh.
So we've actually seen some movies.
That's good. Not me. Yeah. All right, no new reviews, no new emails. I had one Instagram message we'll talk about later. No new Patreons, but no less Patreons. We're not on any charts. No one sent us any Venmo money. I was asked to slam Dan Benjamin.
Yeah.
Thank you. So maybe we'll do that a little bit later. That'll be fun. But Dan, what's the number one movie in America?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, get fucked.
My guesses are like 3 weeks old at this point.
I'll be interested to see if any of them are still in the top
five. Is it Dune Part 2?
Is number 2, correct.
Hey.
With $17.6 million still.
Fuck, what just came out?
You're going to kick yourself.
Oh, I really am. Oh, man. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. All right, I'll go back to my list. Is Demon Slayer still making
Not
money?
On there.
This is Madam Web probably dropped off already.
Not at all.
Piece of shit. wasn't there some Bible movie that was out like 3 weeks ago?
It's well,
is there a new there's a new Bible movie.
It looks like one, but it's a horror film. It's
okay.
Called Immaculate.
Okay.
So it looks like about, but it's really a horror film starring Sydney Sweeney, which is in the fourth position with 5.3 million.
Madam Web.
Correct. Interestingly, Immaculate is like her worst. Like monetarily movie, but the best for the studios ever.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually a big win for her.
Oh, interesting.
Because it shows that she has more pull than anyone thought.
Yeah, and that Madam Web is just bad.
Correct. I have a fourth installment of a animated movie series.
Did Despicable Me 4 come out?
No. Stars Jack Black.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Correct.
That's right.
16.5. So we have our second, third, and fourth in fifth place, starring Mark Wahlberg and a dog.
Oh, and a dog.
Arthur the King.
Oh, okay.
It's about, like,
that's
he does like
right.
a marathon and this
yeah,
dog shows up.
Yeah, it's like based on a true story.
Right. Now on the set, Mark Wahlberg offered, I think it's Mark Wahlberg. If it's not, I'm going to sound real stupid.
I think so.
He's the main character.
Yeah.
He offered the dog trainer $1 million for this dog because they got such a good relationship.
Yeah.
Dog trainer's like, no, this is my dog. And then Mark Wahlberg says, what if I gave you a blank check and you wrote in whatever you thought was fair? And the trainer said, no. I love my dogs. Don't get me wrong. But for a blank check...
A blank check from a guy that you know can pay it.
And fell in love with them?
Yeah.
Right. A blank check from someone you know is going to take care of this dog and love this dog.
Yep.
And wants it because of the connection. If it was some random stranger, absolutely not. But
yep.
I would be like, tell you what, I'll sell you this dog. Give me the blank check. But then you got to hire me as your dog caretaker.
Yeah.
How about that? And then I still get to see the dog.
One of our local comedians has a bit about if his dog was ever dying, he would drop it off in a rich neighborhood.
Oh, that's funny. That's good.
Like, worst comes to worst, it gets run over by a Lamborghini Diablo.
Oh, that's sad.
Like, better than a Corolla.
Sure. Sure. I was thinking if a rich person saves the dog, they'll pay to keep it alive.
Yeah. That's the
joke.
Yeah.
All right, so the number one movie in America this past weekend, Dan, is either the third or fourth installment of a franchise, depending on your point of view.
Okay, from a certain point of view.
Yeah. Now, if you let's say you needed to phone a friend to try and figure this out. Who are you going to call, Dan?
God damn it.
Who are you going to call, Dan?
It's the Ghostbusters movie.
Colon.
What is this one? Frozen Empire?
Correct. Yeah. With $45 million the weekend.
I was trying to find Afterlife on a streaming service.
Not there.
So that I could finally actually get around to watching it before seeing this new one. And you still got to pay for it.
I enjoyed Afterlife. I'm seeing all the reviews come for Frozen Empire where everyone gives a resounding.
No thanks.
Marka, it's more the same shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that it said they always try to bury the lead in the clickbait titles, but it was like sets a new record for Rotten Tomatoes scores for the franchise. I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
If it was good, they'd have said it in the title.
I agree.
Something like 44% or something after opening weekend.
I saw Poor Things.
Word. How was that?
It's not for me.
Yeah.
There is an audience for it. It's Word. Not for me.
Yeah.
I did not know how much about, and like, not that I'm against this, but it's how much it is about fucking.
Oh.
But again, like, the whole premise of the movie is it's a child's brain in an adult's body.
Oh.
So like, I get they're being funny, but the entire movie is about adults fucking this child. And I'm like, oh, I can't get over this premise.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Oh.
I saw the trailer for Unfrosted, which is the story of the Pop-Tart starring Jerry Seinfeld and Melissa McCarthy. It does not look like it's set in a real universe.
Okay.
I'm sure parts are very true, but it's weird because it's like all these like cereal conglomerates fighting each other, and the Quaker from the Quaker Oats is there.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. It's
very, very Jerry Seinfeld.
However, watching this trailer, I kept going, oh, 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 because I'm going to read this cast to you. So, of course, Jerry Seinfeld, James Marsden, uh-huh. Melissa McCarthy,
uh-huh.
Hugh Grant,
uh-huh.
Christian Slater, uh-huh. Dan Levy, Maria Bakalova, uh-huh. Thomas Lennon, Amy Schumer, Bill Burr, Fred Arbison, Cedric Yarbrough, Jesus. Jack McBrayer,
oh my God.
Jim Gaffigan,
what?
Bobby Monahan,
okay.
And then a bunch of people I recognize but don't know their names.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of people in this fucking movie.
Everybody wants to be in the next B-movie.
You like jazz? Did I ever tell you about that? It's so weird. Let me tell you something. I'm a taken man. But I was hosting a karaoke night in Austin, and this girl comes up, and she's like probably the most abrasive girl I've dealt with at a karaoke.
This is saying a lot.
A lot. And she's like, hey, you got this fucking song? And I'm like, you look in the book. She goes, I'm not fucking reading. And so that she, you know, like, going back and forth for a while. And I finally just said, where are you from? She's like, Philadelphia. I'm like, of course you are. Because I'm like, the weirdest, strangest attraction to this girl of just like sloppy Roxborough accent. And then at some point she was just walking around and she said to herself, you like jazz? I'm like, was that a B movie quote? She goes, yeah, B movie's the best fucking movie. And I'm like, fuck. How long are you staying in town for? She's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. Let me get a cup of water. I'm like, all right. Fuck. You like jazz?
That's fantastic.
How'd you get home? Poodle. That's an underrated fucking movie. This isn't a good fella. It's a bad fella. Anyway. There's the Unfrosted. The movie looks bad, but like with this many people in it, of course I'm going to watch it. Like every joke is just stale. About Pop-Tarts. Yeah, it's just
yeah, I feel like a lot of Seinfeld was always the observing regular humanity guy.
Sure.
And when, as soon as he made $100 million and stopped hanging out with regular people,
yeah.
He's not he's not observing things that regular people observe anymore.
I appreciate the self-awareness.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that he's basically a pederast.
Mm.
You know, if you know that story of so like his longtime girlfriend he met like while he was like super popular, but she was 17. They met in Central Park and then started their relationship right when she turned 18. Yeah. I know. Wow, P. Diddy. Star Trek 4 may finally be taking flight as a new report reveals that the long-delayed movie starring Chris Pine, Starship Enterprise crew as a writer, So
is this like the fifth writer on this fucking movie?
Promising news for fans is Steve Yaki pens a new script, signaling a potential return to the big screen. Mm. Although I've always heard that the thing that is stalling the film is that Chris Pine wants too much money and they want it to be time traveling, and Chris Hemsworth wants too much money.
Yeah.
So you can write as many versions. I can write a version of the script if you want. Quentin Tarantino can write a version of the script with all feet and N words. Yeah. But it's not going to. It's not gonna help.
Yep. So I think what they're maybe doing is splitting the time travel Chris Hemsworth into a separate movie.
Oh, really?
So instead of doing time travel so they can both be in it, they're just gonna do a prequel with Chris Hemsworth and then do a current time.
I don't understand this with fucking Chris Pine. Constant need with Star Trek to do prequels. It's like how much like at this point we're just gonna have like a 2025 based TV show where it's like the ancestors of Kirk going to high school. I don't give a shit about the prequels. That's why I like Star Trek Discovery. Is it written great? No, but they're swinging for the fences and they went into the future.
Yeah,
like stop going backwards in time. Nobody gives a shit. Stupid ass uniforms anyway.
Yeah, I want to see the technology, but less cool.
Yeah. ridiculous. Alex Pettifer reveals that co-star Henry Cavill saved him from drowning while they were filming Guy Ritchie's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I saw that trailer, too. That looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it looks fun.
He saved me from falling off a boat. I nearly drowned, so I can officially say that I've been saved by Henry, and I'm very grateful to be on this film with him.
All right.
So, what else can you say about Henry Cavill? He's a real-life hero.
All right.
I gotta be honest about something. The joke has been around for decades that the older you get, the more into World War II you get. Yes. And I hit that. I saw a comedian say it's like the beginning stages of Republicanism. It's like you're liberal, but you start reading stuff about World War II. I don't believe that to be true, but it's a good joke. But I have started watching like documentaries. Hippie
hater just got a boner.
What?
Hippie hater just got a boner.
Oh, he sure did. He most certainly did. Never. Never. But yeah, I watched Band of Brothers.
Word.
Yeah. So that was good. I stayed up way too late one night because like I was about to call, because it's 10 hours long.
And word?
You know, it's like a mini-series.
Whole series, yeah. I thought it was longer, but that makes
it
sense.
Might be more, but
yeah.
10 episodes.
HBO, I think.
HBO. Yeah. But like I got to like the Holocaust, like the concentration camp episode. I'm like, well, it's disrespectful to turn it off. I'll get through this scene. And it's so long. Yeah. It's just so sad. I had a grumpy morning the next day. I'm like, ah, fucking Germans. You sons of bitches.
So I watched Star Wars before bed.
Yeah. There's no atrocities in Star Wars.
It's fictional.
Tell that to the Alderaanians. By the way, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare looks good, and I'm starting to get... Tom Hanks does all these World War II movies and documentaries, too, because he fucking loves World War II.
Yep.
And all I can think about is this all the time. It's like, there's like every part of a man that like for the split second you think like I do good in this, and then like the realization that like I would have died in the first minutes.
I don't have that
in me. I do like, a little bit.
No, I'd have been slaughtered immediately.
And like sometimes I'm like I would have lasted 7 minutes in boot camp, not even like the actual war.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can skip boot camp, I'll be in the band.
Sure.
To play for the guys who actually do the hard work.
You can run sound for the USO show.
There you go. Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, part of me is like, I could absolutely pull a gun and, you know, charge a front line, but there's no way I could sleep on the ground or eat that food or like not, you know, have all my creature comforts. Like, I'm happy to die for my country. I will not be uncomfortable for it.
Those boots look real uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, so many of them die from, like, trench foot and shit like that. And I'm like, or cholera. And I'm like, at one point, like, I feel like I'd be, like, in a trench and just so mind-numbingly tired, I'd just stand up. Have at me, boys. See, I'm at least taking one bullet away from them. You're welcome.
I don't care if I die. I have to stretch.
Right. Right. Anyway, that's where I'm at with World War II. Top Gun 3's story development is underway with Tom Cruise leading the team once again.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite part of any story I've ever heard. This was in the article about Top Gun 3. Uncertainty surrounds the storyline, but it is likely to revolve around a new mission for Maverick. Like, they're not wrong. Yeah. Top Gun might be about Top Gun. It's likely to be about him.
Oh, my God.
The timing for the production is unclear due to Cruise's busy schedule, including filming Mission Impossible 8 and other projects.
It's like, we don't know much about the new Superman movie, but it will probably be him fighting a bad guy.
Maybe. May or may not include him flying. Yeah. Ugh. A Ghostbusters animated series from Netflix scores an update from Gil Keenan, who's the director of Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire, which is in theaters, saying he's seen all the art and he's seen the monsters and he sees the world they're creating, and he says it's going to be really good. Okay. I just hope it's part of that real Ghostbusters universe, like how they're doing X-Men 87, because I loved real Ghostbusters, but going back to watch it, it is hot garbage. But then the follow-up one was like the new real Ghostbusters. Where, you know, like, it's Egon is like an old, he's like the Batman in the chair. And then sending out the new kids.
Yeah. I loved that. The Batman Beyond of Ghostbusters. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, I went back and watched some episodes. That one's fucking good. I want more of that universe.
Word. All right. Follow up with the people who were kids in that universe and now they're the adults.
I want that. They probably won't. But actor Peter Mullen, who played the villainous Corbin Yaxley in Harry Potter, he's the one that follows them in the Ministry of Magic trying to kill him, shares his brutally honest thoughts about appearing in the franchise. I did it so my kids could be on set. I didn't give a shit about Harry Potter. They give you your wand, this piece of shit. I was holding it as if I was a gang and holding a knife. That's his quote. And I fucking love that.
He's I mean, that fucking works for the character. Yeah.
I took the gig.
It's just a switchblade. Like, yeah. All right.
He's so minor a character, I can't believe his kids could be on set.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he's got, like, a couple lines.
Yeah.
He's no Rupert Grint.
Excuse me. I mean, maybe that was one of the things he just, like,
snuck in or the
built into the contract. Yeah. Like, tell my agent, like, I'll do it, but only if my kids can come to set.
Right. My kids want to meet the older, stupid kids.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's time for Jane News. You know it now.
So I've actually got some things in my mini segment, movies I saw since the last episode.
Movies that Dan saw since the last episode.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
I tried.
Fuck you!
It was too many words, Christian. I'm sorry.
Fuck you!
I tried my best. Stop it. Be a professional.
I saw Wonka.
Oh, shit. How was Wonka?
Better than I thought it was going to be.
Was it really?
I think you would love it.
Really? It looks like I'll hate it.
It is a musical.
I did not know that.
It is a musical that is directly tied to the original movie.
Okay.
So they get to use some of the music and music cues.
They do the Oompa song.
They can do an Oompa song.
World of Pure Imagination.
Yep.
Got it.
And then expound those into other bits. And it kind of makes sense of his motivations in the original movie.
Okay.
So it builds like the backstory to the character that makes the things that he does in the original movie make more sense.
Fuck yeah.
Like why he would even do the searching for a golden ticket, searching for a replacement, and his decisions.
Got it.
Yeah.
Does it at any point explain why an older person who has been bedridden for a decade can get up and dance because they can tour a chocolate factory?
No, but it's in that same kind of magical realism thing.
Got it.
Where,
you say magical realism. I say Grandpa Joe is a piece of shit.
Yeah. No, it's almost fixes that because it's in a musical reality.
Got it.
So he actually is bedridden, but when he stands up and dances, that's just part of the musical.
Magic, right.
That's him in his head. He would love to do that, but he's actually bedridden.
Grandpa Joe is a liberal soy boy cuck waiting for his fucking hand out instead of getting his hands dirty and doing a real day's work. Oh, yeah. When you get a bailout, you're all dancing around for your fucking chocolate. It's all an allegory for these piece of shit liberals, Dan.
The episode is dedicated to hippie hair.
He is a fucking hippie and I fucking hate him. Get your ass out of bed, you old piece of shit with your bedpan, and get to work. Cuck.
Oh, fuck.
No, cuck. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Cuck yeah.
And then I saw last week.
Last
night I watched John Wick 4.
That's a good one.
It's really good. Yeah, did not expect the ending.
Yeah,
but real good. Almost. I don't know. I did watch it very late at night, but it was almost too many action sequences.
Like
they've distilled the formula for those movies down to the least amount of words you can do in dialogue to do cool world building,
right,
and build off the last movies, and then action sequence for 10 minutes.
Well, they always need to up. It's like the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
Like you need to up the ante every time. So you need to add more.
Yeah. Like I lost track of how many times he got hit with a car.
Isn't it fucking ridiculous how many times it gets hit to a car?
Like 10 minutes of real time in this movie.
It's so funny.
Like, okay, he's got bulletproof suit. I'll buy that for the movie's sake.
Sure.
That suit isn't helping him with car impacts.
Right. This dude needs a fucking nap.
Yeah. But again, that whole the Arc de Triomphe sequence was ridiculous and awesome.
Yeah, like, it was great.
Stuff you've never seen before in an action movie.
Agree.
And stuff that it looks like Keanu Reeves did a bunch of training so that he could do it in camera and look convincing and awesome. And it was both convincing and awesome.
Yep. One car hit and I'm done. Just one.
Right.
Oh, my ankle clicks now. I can't. Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
What else you got?
And then as we were talking about earlier at the buffet, some of the TV series that have been, sort of tied to movie franchises has come back. You got X-Men 97, which has been fucking incredible.
It's great. I didn't think it was going to be, I didn't think I'd give a fuck about it, but it's great.
Yeah. And it looks like they're setting up, Mr. Sinister, which had been long rumored to be Kevin Feige's want as the first villain for the MCU's X-Men stuff. So it's like, set him up, remind everybody through the cartoon what this guy's deal is, so then when we use him in the movie, you don't have to start from scratch. You can just hit the ground running. It's fucking,
I love
it's so good.
It's fucking spectacular. It's
so much better than it has any right to be.
It makes me want them to continue that train and do like a new animated Spider-Man, but like from that universe.
Yes. Yeah. Which, I mean, they kind of teased as a maybe, like, hey, if you guys like this stuff.
Right, we'll keep doing it.
Literally in the first like scene of the first episode, they have a Daily Bugle cover float by the screen.
Good point.
And one of the things in like the top corner was like, is Spider-Man a mutant?
He's a menace.
Yeah. Invincible is back.
Good.
They are still doing, I haven't heard any updates on release date or if they're in production yet. I think they are maybe in production for the live action Invincible.
Sure.
But that's continues to be real fucking good too. And Bad Batch is on its final season. With a couple of episodes left, I think I can't remember if they're going to 10 or 12 episodes for this series.
I have no idea.
But episode 9, I think, came out.
I said this before, but it's hard to stay in Bad Batch because I watched X-Men 97 first.
Yeah, and they come out the same day.
And it's so good. I'm like, all right, now we're back to the slow burn of the same joke. Rutger, stupid. Like, life bad for us.
Yeah. They
did it a disservice.
They seem to be going forward with more story for Bad Batch, because I think they know it's their final season. There's less like filler, you know.
Sure, it still feels slow to me
doing the story, but yeah, I mean, it is definitely a very, very much slower paced story.
As opposed to X-Men's, like, let's get 3 years of history into this 26 minutes.
Yeah,
let's fuck you up with some knowledge, son.
Yeah, we're gonna do all of the major parts of a decade's worth of comics as part of this one episode story.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's it for the movies and things I've seen since last week. Release dates updates. Venom 3 has been pushed up.
What?
Yeah, Venom 3 has a name. It is Venom : The Last Dance.
Great.
Yeah. It was going to be coming out November 8th. And I think when that happened, I was like, oh, why not just do it for fucking Halloween? And now it's October 25th.
Fuck you.
Great. So they moved it up like a week and a half.
Great. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
The Batman 2 has been delayed to 2026.
All right. They haven't even started that bitch yet.
Nope. The theory is they wanted an October release date, and Venom 3 just snagged that. But also, Matt Reeves, because he's not a scab, actually didn't write during the writer's strike when apparently a lot of writers were writing so that they'd have stuff ready to go.
Hallelujah. Fuck yeah.
So it turns out the script isn't ready for them to shoot because he didn't work on it during the strike.
Fuck yeah!
You're not even in this one. No! You're not making any of this money.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Another movie that hasn't changed release times but is now actually back to being made again.
Okay.
Patty Jenkins.
The movie.
getting shit done because other shit wasn't getting done.
Uh-huh.
Apparently Rogue Squadron is happening again.
I thought she was out of it.
She was. She couldn't do it because of Wonder Woman 3, but
it's not happening.
Apparently that's not happening anymore. So, Kathleen Kennedy apparently still wants her if James Gunn doesn't.
I thought they just weren't going to do a Wonder Woman 3.
Yeah. I think she was still holding out hope for pushing to keep.
Yep.
And I think it has become clear that all of the old DC stuff is just not happening anymore.
Which is weird because Aquaman 2 is so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, maybe they were holding out hope for Aquaman 2 and The Flash, and when both of them were terrible tanks. He was just like, all right, this universe is dead.
Baby in a microwave.
Yep. And again, not a thing that had a release date, but is a thing that will continue to be a franchise.
Huh.
According to a source speaking to The Sun UK, Aaron Taylor Johnson has been formally offered the role of James Bond.
Has he formally accepted it?
Not as of my last research.
That's a weird pick.
Yeah. A lot of people in the running for that one. Idris Elba basically said he's too old for it now.
That's a bummer. He would have been great.
Yep. I thought they were going to go with, what's her name, LaShonda Lynch?
Right.
As the new 007, but...
They know who's going to see these movies now.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah, maybe they did that in that movie to test the waters, and were like, too much backlash. No,
I don't need liberal soy boy cuck LaShonda Lynch as my James Bond.
Yep.
I want a good American James Bond like he's always been. That's right. You heard me. Good American red-blooded James Bond.
I think Aaron Taylor Johnson would be stupid to not sign on the dot before Craven comes out. Because Craven's going to be a giant piece of shit.
Right. And that's going to lower his money.
He's going to be worth less.
Correct. Yeah.
I say sign on the dot, just be like, yeah, you know, I did that movie to pay some bills. This is the job that I want to have, and I'm glad I got it, and I'll be in 10 of these fuckers. Look,
you can still be an award-winning actor, even if that award is a Razzie. Still an award-winning actor.
Enough people saw this to give me an award.
You know, Halle Berry went to go accept her Razzie in person for Catwoman.
Yeah,
I love that fucking story.
That makes me so happy.
She said, "I agree."
Yep. Like, look, we went out to try and make a different thing. Didn't turn out that way.
It was different. Nail on the head.
And then the last category of things I have are trailers that came out in the last week or two. So actual movie trailers. Furiosa trailer 2 came out.
Did not see it as good.
Looks pretty good.
Nice.
Looks like he still knows how to make movies.
Great. Is it George Miller? Is he doing this one?
Yep.
Did you know he did Happy Feet?
I do.
I threw a Mad Max party once at a job I used to have that I never talk about. And he was supposed to be there, but he bailed last second. And then we had decorated the club very Mad Maxian, except I put up a big Happy Feet poster.
Word.
Hoping he would sign it, but he did not show up.
Oh.
Made me sad feet.
maybe you didn't say his name 3 times, which would have been the way to get him to show up.
Hold on, let me hit my boo button. Hold on. Go ahead with your story.
Worst segue ever.
That's worse than the segue that killed the guy that invented segways.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice had a teaser.
What a stupid name.
Officially a teaser.
Uh-huh.
And it looks fun.
It does look fun. I did watch the teaser.
Yeah. It looks like the makeup's good on him.
He looks the same.
Yep. They had to like sort of age him up for the old movie, and now I guess they're just
what he looks like now.
Yeah, it's just throw the same makeup on. Looks good.
Did you see that scene from the Oscars when Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger came out?
No,
they came out and they said, "Oh, we were both in Batman movies, both as villains." And Danny DeVito, for lack of a better, is just like, "Because of that motherfucker right there." And Michael Keaton was just sitting there, and Michael Keaton just gives him a scowl and puts his hands up, and he's like, "Bring it on, come on." And now it's like a big meme of him being like, "Michael Keaton's always in Batman mode."
I like it.
Yeah. Wrong Batman, Arnold, senile fuck.
I think somebody, probably because of that, somebody asked Danny DeVito if he'd do the Penguin again.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, in a heartbeat.
Oh, sure.
He's like, absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Chewing that fucking scenery.
So that's coming out. Then Alien Romulus.
I have not seen this trailer.
This trailer is worth a watch.
What's the premise of this one?
There's aliens and then they're gonna kill a bunch of humans.
I don't understand. Explain it.
It looks like more of a horror movie than a sci-fi movie.
I like that. That's what Aliens is.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the teaser is basically like you're coming, it's like a reverse shot down an empty hallway.
Uh-huh.
Long hallway, the kind of, you know, shots that were in the original Alien, why like all the set design from those movies were so awesome. You pull and you just hear like screaming and blood curdle yelling and horrible noises.
Fuck yeah.
And you go like, and it turns a corridor.
Yeah.
And you just see like through a doorway and there's just blood splattered everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
And then it cuts to like the rest of the trailer is just like action shots of like face huggers flying at people.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's like, oh shit, okay, yeah, they're
love it.
They're just going full bore.
No notes.
Yeah,
love it.
So that looks pretty awesome. And then there's 2 trailers for TV shows that are connected to movie franchises that came out.
Hit me.
So Star Wars is The Acolyte.
I saw that.
A trailer.
Great.
Looks pretty cool. That's takes place 100 years before Phantom Menace.
So Yoda's at least still around.
Yes. So he is the spry age of about 800 years old.
Sure.
Maybe 770, I guess.
Sure.
If he's 900 in Empire.
Got it.
Presumably, so it's basically the end of the High Republic era.
Got it.
And it's sort of the fall of the High Republic as
into the New Republic.
Into the New Republic, which is where the Sith are sure. starting to emerge again for the first time Makes in sense. Like thousands of years.
Fuck yeah.
So looks pretty dope. And then there's the Penguin in the
starring Danny DeVito.
Yeah, in the Batman universe.
Right.
That just it looks like a pretty awesome dark gangster story.
I'm so confused why they're doing this. There cannot be a want or a need for it.
I guess just everybody liked him in the
did they
in the costume.
I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
That looks Colin Farrell in a fat suit.
Looks pretty dope to me.
Okay. I'll watch the trailer. Maybe it'll change me.
Word.
What else you got?
That's it for Dan News.
That was the wrong button. Why the fuck do we need this in the world? Remember Brian, who used to give us updates on his life? He has sent me an Instagram message.
Hey,
sometimes, so he usually just
still alive.
He usually just tags me in Lego shit. And at one point, he's like, "Hey, if this is annoying, I could stop." I said, "Don't you ever stop tagging me in Lego shit, motherfucker! You tag me in everything." And he sent me this trailer.
It's got a brick. I want you to tag me.
Goddamn right. He sent me this link. And he's like, "Have you guys talked about this on the podcast yet?" I'm like, "Well, if you fucking listened, you'd know." And the answer is no. He sent me a trailer for Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead reboot.
I did not know this was happening.
This is a movie made for BET, made by BET Productions.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, the world fucking needs this. Yeah. This was the best trailer I've seen in a while. This trailer has no fucking business being this good. For taking a C or D level movie from the fucking 80s, early 90s to redo it modern times, I'm like, and I said this to you before, this is such a milquetoast concept of a movie. You don't need the IP, just tell the story. There's nothing too similar about, but I get it, and it's fucking funny.
Hell yeah.
And I want this. It looks like it's produced really well.
Nice. Hell
like they didn't skimp out. They got the right actors for the right roles. Like, it's not a cash grab. I'm just about this fucking movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's time to lighten the mood before we go. Have you ever heard of Payson High School?
No.
It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. They're making a lot of headlines because it is the school where Footloose was filmed.
Okay.
And the graduating class has had, you know, such fond memories of, because all over the school there's pictures of the production.
Oh, I'm
like,
sure, yeah.
When you walk down the hallway with the lockers, it's like the scene where he's dancing down the lockers, like printed out and like above.
Word.
So everything, like even his locker from the movie, like you can go open it and they do it like it's his locker from that year.
Oh, nice.
Like Kevin, and they have like,
that's cool,
a diploma from there for Kevin Bacon in it.
Nice.
They're bulldozing the high school to move it.
Oh.
So the graduating class has started this whole viral marketing thing to get Kevin Bacon to come to their prom. And it's Bacon for Payson, like hashtag Bacon for Payson. And like the school, like, you're like, let me tell you something. When I was in school, I would have been like, shut the fuck up, who cares? But like, to their credit, this school gives a shit. They really want him to come to the prom. They've done a bunch of viral like shit where they all do the Footloose dance and stuff in their auditorium. And so on the Today Show the other day, they did a big like Vimeo call with them. Like, hey, guys, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm really busy. I'm on location filming a movie. But I'll come to the prom. And they're like, yeah. So Kevin Bacon's going to go to the prom and presumably do the Footloose dance with them.
That's hilarious. That's pretty great.
For a dollar, what year did Footloose come out?
I want to say 83.
So close.
84.
It is 84. Fuck. So close.
I was like, I think it was the year I was born, but let me go one earlier. Nope.
Still before I was born.
Yep.
84. Imagine doing this fucking movie in 84. And then like, what, 39 years later.
It was a weird year for music movies, because okay. You had Footloose, uh-huh. And then also Amadeus came out that
Amadeus,
year.
Amadeus, 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 Amadeus. I never saw Amadeus. Is it good?
Oh, it's fucking great.
What's it about?
It's about 80s music.
Yeah, of course. Amadeus.
It's Mozart and sure. Salieri. And just Mozart being a dick.
Sure. What's wrong with me? I think you're crazy. Want a second opinion? You're all so lazy, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius.
I think that was one of the first laser discs I ever watched.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We watched that in, I want to say, middle school. In like middle school music class, they had
your tax dollars at work, everyone. Can I play the piano anymore? Well, of course you can. Well, I couldn't before. That's what I remember from middle school. Simpsons quotes.
I won Best Picture the year I was born.
Really?
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
Well, there you go. All right. Thank you so much to everyone who listened to this episode. Thank you, Dan, for being here.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot us with any of your thoughts, concerns, criticisms, or sponsorship opportunities at 5by5film@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook with all the red hot memes at 5by5 the movies. Thank you so much to Dan Benjamin, you fucking piece of shit. Dan Benjamin, who doesn't return my text messages. Dan Benjamin, who doesn't return my calls. Dan Benjamin, who leaves me out in the lurch every single time. Thank you so much, Dan Benjamin. Garbage. And the entire team at Fireside. We'll see you next week with another 5x5 at the movies. Roll credits. It's not the right button. Ruined everything, you stupid. The muscle memory really does not stick with you. You ruined everything. The wrong button. Stupid bitch. Next week I'll have the Dr. Zaius song ready. We'll go out on that.
There you go.
The world to burn. Bitch. You're a stupid bitch. Dan Benjamin.